this year is like totally on last year.
It's true.
But, so maybe I should leave.
I'm sorry?
Maybe I should leave.
No, you should definitely stay. we'll try to tie things up. Okay, so we ended off last time discussing the Shinui of Al-Yad, which according to most Rishonim means in small quantities, as opposed to Rashi that says Kalach or Yad. And we noted the Gemara presents Al-Yad in the context of Kali, which anyway we know about Lokas Rishonim, is that a Dabar that's La Bar Gibel or Bar Gibel. And we noted that there's a machlokas b'shibur in the Chazon Ish, whether this shinui that the Gemara introduces only works for a malacha d'rabbanan. The b'shibur thinks that we're really only talking about a malacha d'rabbanan, and therefore he has to be dochek in the Be'er Halacha, according to the Prima Gadim and others, to figure out how every instance really fits into something that's d'rabbanan, which is why the shinui would work. But if we're talking about a malacha d'raisa, this shinui would not work, and the Chazon Ish assumes that no, we're talking about a shinui gadol, and that kind of shinui gadol works even for a melacha d'oraisa. So we got caught up a little bit at the end, thanks to Akiva, in trying to figure out the exact rai the Chazon Ish was bringing from the Ramban. The Ramban is bothered by what seems to be a technical question at first, which is the fact that the Gemara quotes that b'raisa that has an allowance of al-yad for Kali, and yet ain govlin the Mishnah for Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda by Morrison, which should be the equivalent of Kali. So the Ramban comes up with a distinction between a shinui for machal tarngol as opposed to machal adam. But I think fundamentally the point that the Chazon Ish intends to be making, and why he needs the Ramban for that per se, I'm not sure. But the point is that according to Rav Rishonim, we are talking about a melacha d'oraisa. That according to Rav Rishonim, at least the way the Chazon Ish understands it, even a davar shelav bar gibel, according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, is going to be chayiv at least the gibel itself. So if we're talking about a melacha d'oraisa, I mean, according to the Rambam, the Rashi, it's not true. According to Rav Rishonim, that even according to Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, a davar shelav bar gibel, there is a melacha d'oraisa. So we're talking about a malacha d'oraisa. We're talking about a shinui that's effective for a malacha d'oraisa. I think that is the point of the Chazon Ish, and that's why the Chazon Ish assumes, bottom line, that this kind of a shinui would even be effective for a ofen of lisha that involves a malacha d'oraisa. So just on the localized point in the Ramban, and the Ramban's, whether Ramban's bothered by that in the Mishnah, ain golden period, and in the Gemara quotes the Braisa that yeah, govlin the Kali, which is equivalent to Morsan al-Yad al-Yad. So the Ramban comes up with this distinction between Machal Behem and Machal Adam. The Ramban says more simply that there's no steer between the Mishnah and the Braisa. The Braisa is telling you govlin ayidishinoi. And the Mishnah means Ein Govlin Shaloi the Shinui, but Nenachanami, according to the presentation of the Mishnah, even when it comes to Morsan for Tarnagolas, you could be Govin Al Yidei Shinui. Okay. Then the Gemara goes on and tells us Vishavin Shabokshin Es Ashasis Vishavis. I Vamara Ein Govlin Lokasha Haba Ava. Habaraka. So Gemara distinguishes between a blila of and a blila raka, which we defined last time based on the Chazon Ish. Raka means that it could pour from a kli to another kli, even if it's not liquid. V'hani milihu d'mashani, but you require a shinoi even be blila raka. So blila of, nothing to talk about. That's going to be usher. Blila raka is going to be mutter, but you can stir the blila raka, but only al yidei shinoi. Now, is this only according to Rabbi, or is this only even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? That is it only according to Rabbi that you need a shinoi bevli l'raka, or even according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, do you need a shinoi the Belila Raka. So that's two days in the Ritva. Ritva Dir Maskal Vahani Vili. Says the Ritva, Vahani Vili the Kamashani. When do we say that you can stir in a Belila Raka? That's that there's a Shinu, Perish. The Fila Baraka, Lo Shari Ela Bishinui. Even by Blila Raka, you still can't stir in the normal fashion. Asina di ilu liyesh orim, lo ba yishinoi baraka, da shari lagabal es hashasis vishinoi. Bekeven shakein, afilu ba avanami, sharu vishinoi, u baraka lo ba yishinoi. So according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, the requirement of Vishinu is only Ba'ava, but not Baraka. Hakayim Lankish Omrim, the Kayim of Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, Stam and Sisig of Asay. Ava Yesh Lamar, that no, that feel of Yosef Yehuda, the Shari Gibel Vishinu de La'el. Even if Yosef Yehuda says that it's Mutter Le Gabel, Moda de Be'inim Vishas is Raka, Shinoi, Kol Tehu, Shaloyas Gidur Shos Bechol. He'll agree that even when it comes to shasis, even the Blila Raka, where we're only talking about a, at worst, an Isser Drabanan, still, you require a Shinoi, but the Ritva's formulation is, Shelo Yasa Gedera Shosu B'chol. It sounds like an Ubdan L'chol consideration, not that we're talking about a Malacha per se, meaning, by Blila Raka, maybe if we're talking about being bochesh a blila raka, which according to the Ritva, even a lav argival kandrosi Yehuda is only aser midrabanan the gibo. So maybe that's by blila ava. Maybe you say by blila raka. It's actually mutter. I mean, according to Yosef Yehuda, when do we say according to Yosef Yehuda that there's going to be Issur Derabbanan if you are Govel? That's by a Blila Ava. Blila Raka is always a step lower. So maybe Blila Raka would even be mutter lechachila. So no, that's still going to require a Shinoi because of an Udin Lechol consideration, even if it's not a direct Malacha consideration. So that's the Ritva's suggestion. 2 days in the Ritva, do you fundamentally need a Shinoi, even Biblila Raka, according to Rabbi Yossi, the Rabbi Yehuda? The Ramban assumes that you do need a Shinoi. The Ritva has those 2 days. La Halacha, the Ramban assumes in Shin Yudalid, in Sif Yudalid, that you do need a Shinoi. It's just the 2 lines in the parentheses in the Rama, where he adds the words Afilu Barach. So even we're talking about a Belila Raka, even of course, you still need a Shinoi. Now, the Rama, we saw later in Sifta Zayin and in Shinkap Dalid Gimel, is Machmir like Rebbe. So it could be the consideration of the Rama here that you do need a Shinoi, even the Belila Raka. Is because we're choshesh for Rebbe, maybe in a Hanami, if we were only considered by Rebbe Yehuda, maybe you would have needed a Shinoi. But bottom line, Pesach of the Rama is that even by Blila Raka, you do need a Shinoi de Gibol. We'll come back to some of those details later. Then the Gemara goes on, so it tells you what is the Shinoi that's going to help for Blila Raka. Rabbi Yosef says, "Bachol nosin es achomis, achagach nosin es hashasis. The Shabbos nosin es hashasis, achag nosin es achomis." So, Shinoi number 1 that we're introduces here is a Shinoi Yaseder, that if the normal fashion is that first you put in the chomis and then the shasis on Shabbos, first you put in the shasis and then you put in the chomis. You do the opposite order, whatever the order would be during the week. So this is a Shinoi in the Ofen Hanesina. And then the Gemara further, a few lines later, introduces another Shinoi. And that's the shinui of shasi va'arev, of doing the mixing in a crisscross fashion. Rashi, pam achas molach hamakdel shasi, pam achas arev. So if you're using some implement to do the stirring, you stir across one direction, then you stir down the other direction. That's the shinui of shasi va'arev. So that shinui, the Gemara is introducing in the context of Morsan, that shinoi works for Morsan, and that's a shinoi that is Bishas Gibel. So the original shinoi that the Gemara introduced in the context of Kali was the shinoi of Aliyad Aliyad, the shinoi of, well, according to most Rishonim, doing the 12 quantities, and that's a shinoi in the Gibel. As we pointed out, Rashi there and others said, that if you need a shinoi in the Nesina, that's not going to help. The Nesina is already done, so according to Rebbe, you already violated Melacha D'Oraisa. Any subsequent shinoi isn't going to help you. That's a shinoi in the Gibel. Then when the Gemara introduces, in the context of Shasis, the shinoi, when the Gemara introduces in the context of Shasis, a shinoi aseder, that's a shinoi aseder in the Nesina Samayim, in the Nesina liquid that you are being lash with. And then Gemara comes to Morsan again and introduces Shesi V'arev, which is a shinoi in the Ofen HaGibol, not in the Nesinas HaMayim. But then the Gemara says in that Shesi V'arev, V'amr V'yem R'shalmi Mishmeh Dabai Shesi V'arev V'halom L'arev Shapir. One second, if you're just going to mix it in that crisscross motion, then you haven't really affected a proper Gibol. So that's not Gibel at all. You haven't done any act of Gibel. So that's not Gibel with the Shinoi, it's not Gibel. Amar Rav Yehuda, Minaro L'Kli. So Rav Yehuda says, no, so maybe what you're doing is that you are pouring it into another Kli, and that is the Shinoi of record. So that Minaro L'Kli will come back to. So what is the shasi? Are we just a Rashi? Pam achas molach hamakdel shasi, pam achas arev. It says, he points out, it's mashma from Rashi, that it's once laterally, once longitudinally, and that's it. That you have one motion across, one motion down, and then you're done. By the way, it says, he points out, from the Ram of the Rif, you don't get that impression. The way the Rambam presents this shinoi in Perek Kaf Aleph, Halacha Kaf Dalid, sorry, Halacha Lamed Dalid. Perkafal Falakalam the Dalit. Nosin Mayam Agabi Morsan. Umbalafla Tarbad. Shesi V'arev. So Rashi stressed. Pamachas Molech. Hamako Shesi Pamachas Arev. The Ram is no mention of Pamachas. So he says he thinks much less the Ramam is that you could go in your Shesi and Arev motion as much as you want. And that's Stimas Shulchan Aruch in Se'if Yudalid. That's the Ber Halacha explains Dibur Maskil Umavir. Chazanish has a Chumra.
You can or you have to? Meaning, is it?
You can. I mean, according to, if you take Rashi literally, that's a big Chumra. The only heter to do this Gibol is if you do a Shinoi that's so extreme that you're going once like that, and then you have to call it quits.
And Bezos
said that's what Rashi sounds like. In the Ram, there's no such mashmo. So Lalacha, Bezos thinks that you can, as long as you're doing it in the crisscross motion, the normal way of doing Lisha is going like that. But if you're going to go like that, and then you're going to go like that, even if you keep on going criss and cross, that's going to be mutter. That is a Shina.
I understand Rashi saying, like, you should order things, like, do one, and then after that, do one this, and after that, do one chest, and after that, do one other.
Yeah, you could, but the Beis Yosef didn't read it that way. Beis Yosef assumed that the Pamachas is Meduyik once, and then you're done. Yeah.
Well, I mean, the Beis Yosef agrees that can be a read. It just doesn't think it's right.
Right. Right. Yeah. Correct.
Hmm? Why isn't Shes in Arabic? It's Shin or T.
Well, how do you make your T?
No, like, not T, like T-E.
No, I understand. I'm saying, how do you form a T? You can form a T with a cross, or you can form, maybe there's that T and there's that T.
Like, horizontally.
A perpetual
otherwise. What you're saying like this as opposed to like this?
Yeah,
I don't think that makes a difference. I don't think that makes a difference. What?
You don't think there's that thing?
I don't think Rashi means one to the exclusion of the other. As long as you're not going, if you're going in a crisp motion and a cross motion, a lateral motion, a lateral motion,
you're
not mixing.
Why,
so it doesn't make a difference
be
if you're.
Lateral, right? Why can't the chest be two lateral motions just from 90 degrees apart?
But that's what you're asking. Is why can't you go like that and then like that? So either in a Hanami, it doesn't sound like that, or that's less of a shinui, meaning if you're going like this in one direction, then and then perpendicularly, maybe that's more of a shinui, that's more of a difference than the normal. If you're going across here and across there, maybe that resembles a little bit more your regular stirring than if you're going like that and then like that.
Okay, I'm just trying to get
The point is that this is a different ofen or a mishunadik ofen of Lisha. So where do you draw the line? How much is different? So in Svara, it could be that you're right. That's not how the poskim say it, but maybe, I don't know. But so the Chazon Ish has a chumra, nun ches osvav, that when you do your shesi in Ariv motion, it has to be, you go shesi, then you take the spoon out, and then you put it back in for the Ariv, then you take it out again, and put it back in for the shesi. That you can't go like that, and then like that, you have to go like that, take it out, and then bring it back in, and go like that, then take it out, and go like that. So fundamentally, what the Chazon Ish seems to be worried about, this is what Moshe points out in Os Yud, I think, in Rabbi Arya Shuvas, is that if you're not going to go out, so then we're worried you may end up reverting to your normal kind of lisha motion. So it's a little bit of a eitza tova / siag, if you will, to make sure that you're going to do it in the authentic way. But fundamentally, if you're sure that you're doing shesi and then arev, and you're not cutting corners or making circles unwittingly, then that would be okay. But if you're not going to take it out, so then we're worried that you may just revert to the normal fashion of Lisha. That's what the Chazon Ish seems to be worried about. Yossi?
He says that in Rashi and Lechat Mitzvah.
He says that. He says that Lemaisa. Lemaisa, whether or not that's a Diyuk in Rashi, we assume Lemaisa that you can do it multiple times. But when you're doing it multiple times, you have to take it out every time. That's the Chazon Ish's Gemara.
You don't take it out, then Lamaisa, meaning, isn't the Chazon Ish Mokra? Because let's say I go down.
Yeah.
How do I go Arev now? Cause
no, it's like I go like this, and like that, and like that.
And
like
that. Yourself.
Right.
Okay.
But what he's worried about is that you may end up literally cutting corners. So that's his recommendation. So Ramosha says, but there's no such halacha on Moshe B'Sinai. There's no din like that. So if you're going to be careful and you'll be conscious and you know what you're doing, you're not going to get distracted. So then you could be mekel. But the Chazon Ish is a reasonable recommendation for most people to avoid potentially not doing the shinui properly. That's what the poskim seem to say, that it's kedai lahachmir like the Chazon Ish. Mir Shabbos writes away in Perikhes Se'if Tes. Rabbi Karpai said that. That is the concern. Okay. And what does the Gemara mean over here when the Gemara says that if you do shesi v'arev, then maybe that's not a proper gibol. So Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda Menaro Kli. So the Rashi says, "V'hu misarav me'elav." So that's another option that you could pour it into another kli and not do any act of gibel. The Rashi says Minaro likli. The Rambam says mikli likli. Or the Hagos Maimonides there writes in Os Yud that Minaro kli heitev, that you shake it, and it ends up mixing up as such. So he goes to the Sefer Truma. So that is an alternate form of shinoi. And then the Gemara earlier introduces what seems to be another possibility of shinoi. And that's the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Amud Aleph at the top. The Gemara says, Inmar Chardal Shaloshim Erev Shabbos. If you have mustard seed that you needed on Erev Shabbos, meaning you had supplied or mixed the liquid in already before Shabbos, L'machar Amarav M'macho B'kli Avalo B'yat. So you can stir with a kli, but not biyad. Avle Shmuel biyad. Avtu kol yom mamachu le biyad, machal chamorim hu. Avamr Shmuel mamachu biyad, the eno mamachu the kli. So first, Rav said you do with the kli and not the yad, which sounds like that's supposed to be shinoi. Rashi, memacha b'kli mashma says shinoi shelo. And then Shmuel objects, that's not a shinoi, that's the normal way of doing it. Because if you're going to mix it with your hand, that's macha chamorim. So Shmuel says you flip it, memacha b'yad, b'ena macha b'kli. B'kli would be the normal way, and b'yad would be a shinoi. That seems to be another option the Gemara provides for a shinoi. Mordechai writes, Taflam Gimel, Memacha B'yad means that you do the Gimel with your finger. Well, the Rambam writes, in Parakuf Beis Yud Beis, Chardo Shalosh Me'erev Shabbos. So the Sinas of Maim is already done. We're only talking about the Gibul itself. L'machem Remachem Bein Biyad Bein Bekli. So you could do it either Biyad or Bekli. So if you read the Rambam literally, that seems difficult. The Gemara just told us, according to Shmuel, Mamacha B'yad Ve'en Mamacha B'kli, because Kli is the normal way of doing it. So the Ketzer Mishnah points out, maybe what the Rambam meant is like what the Truma Sedeshin writes, Truma Sedeshin in Siman Nun Gimel, that what's the Shino here? Ve'etzba'o o B'kli Atzmo Linara. It either means mix it with your finger, or it means you shake the Kli, which is like what we saw on Kuf Nudvav, either the pouring or the shaking of the kli. But it doesn't mean that you can mix in the normal fashion just because it's in a kli. That would be regular, normal lisha.
Isn't the Rambam just passing the maskana of Kuf Mem, where my Zutra says, Leidhov that Gilchol HaNishmaitza Elak Yadid Mar Lamachar Memachar Ben Biyan Ben Mekli. And the shinoi is the lo yitrov el anarit.
So I think what the Kesef Mishra would understand the Rambam and what we're saying the Rambam meant is that even in that line, it doesn't mean kipshuta, because no one would say that you could really do it bekli in the normal fashion. And even when the Gemara says there in the end that lo yitrov ela ma'arev, so we'll come back to that shortly, but the to be ma'arev in a kli in the normal fashion would still be problematic. So the kli still means kli where you're pouring it, kli where you're shaking it, but not kli where you're mixing in the normal fashion.
So are we sticking with
Marzit,
or
we're
just modifying?
Correct. Mm-hmm. I mean, when he says kli, it doesn't mean kli in the most literal sense. Okay. But the Rambam says, to Noam's point, sorry, the Beis Yosef says in the Rambam, meaning in Kesef Mishra he quotes it to Mitzadeshen, but I'm sorry, no. So okay, I misspoke. So he says it here too. Okay, let's take a step back. The Kesef Mishra writes a little more about the Beis Yosef, but he says it here too, that he thinks more correct than the Rambam. He quotes it to Mitzadeshen. Then he says, so that was what Noam was saying, that the Lamaskanis of Gemara, the Gemara says you could even use a kli just lo yitrov el ma'arev. So what that means, what the Kesef Mishra thinks the Rambam really does mean, okay, is that even if you're doing it in a kli, but you can't do it b'koach. You can mix it in a weak fashion, but not in a strong, powerful fashion. So according to Tumas Hadeshen, the shinoi is that dafka, you have to use your etzba, your yad, you can't use a kli. And the Kesef Mishra ultimately thinks, and he writes to the Beis Yosef, that the better pshat on the Rambam is not like that, that really you could use a kli, but you can't do it b'koach, you have to do it in a weaker, less forceful fashion than normal. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes that Lashon HaRambam in Halacha Tezvav, Chardol Shalashim Eir Shabbos Amachar Yachol Arvo Hein B'yad Hein B'kli Vinosin Lasoka Devash, Velo Yitrof La Arvo, Bekach, Elma Arvo Maat Maat. Mishmur explains no fess. Hadi Hitra La Ari Bain Biad Bain Makli, Ain Gibel Bazem, Mishim the Derek Hagibel, the Chardal, that trefa. When it comes to chardal and similar substances, the real gibel is only accomplished through koach, through stirring it forcefully. It doesn't mean a function of quantity, it means a function of strength or the quality of the mixing. So then, when it comes to certain substances, it's sufficient to have a shinoi of doing it benachas rather than bikoach. So if that's the case, then you have two options. You can either do it biyad, even with the regular vigor, or you can do bikli with lower grade vigor. And those are two options of an effective shinui for chardol and similar substances. Yeah.
That's the Mishabura?
That's how the Mishabura reads the Mechaber, which is basically how the Kesef Mishnah, I think, and the Beis Yosef end up reading the Rambam.
But if the end of Gemara says that Bibiya Bibu Kli, and how are that be betrayed plus Biya?
What do you mean?
Isn't Mirza just saying that isn't the implication thing about you that doing it fast would be a problem both biyad and
Rashi writes, the lo yitrov kederach shator from beit and bekar bekaf derech trefa shemaka bekoach. So that sounds like the problem of doing it derech trefa or trefa is bekli, but if you're doing it biyad is enough of a shinoi that you could even do it more vigorously. I think that's how Rashi reads it. Now the Mishabura is skeptical about relying on doing a benachas bechlal. There's a bar halacha here, Dibur Maskil Yachal Arvo in Sif Tesvav, where the Mishabura isn't comfortable or has difficulty understanding that doing something benachas, he says, seems to be a pretty low grade shinoi. So how could that work? How could that work? It sounds from the Gemara that it would work even Biblila Ava. How could that work Biblila Ava if it's such a relatively flimsy shinoi? So the Mishabura is not so excited about relying on benachas. The Chazon Ish in Oschas points out that to the extent that Yad is a shinoi, and we're saying Yad would be a shinoi, Espo would be a shinoi, even if you do it Bekoach. So that's because even the Maskanas of Gemara, Shmuel's observation that doing a biyad is machal chamorim, that's not the normal way that you prepare human food. So the Chazon Ish thinks that the machal chamorim element is the fact that you're doing it with your bare hands or your bare fingers. But if you wear a glove, he says that that wouldn't be good. I mean, it has to be dafka your bare finger. And if you put in a glove, then there's no heter of the yad.
So it works with a shinoi gadol, meaning if you're using your bare hand, so that's like a big shinoi, so even though it's aser min haTorah, but it's a very big shinoi.
That's the Chazon Ish in general approach to the Shinuyim here, that that it works even for the Raisa, and we talk about the Shinuy Gadol. But the Shabbos Kitchen points out that if you're going to do it biyad the nachas, so then you should be able to use a glove. Meaning the Chazon Ish's consideration is that if you're relying on etzba alone, the strength of etzba alone is that it's machal chamorim. That's only if it's your bare etzba. But if you're going to use a yad and then do it benachas, so then the shinui is also including the benachas element, and then you could use a glove.
Who was this?
The Shabbos Kitchen.
Machal chamorim, isn't it like the quality of the mixing? Sounds strange that they have very handy stuff.
Is that how you understood it? I'm sorry?
I read the Gemara.
Yeah, so as the Chazon Ish say it. How the mutter b'yad, heinikis for Shmuel, the machal chamorim hu, aval gibul yafa b'yad. So it's not that gibul can't be accomplished b'yad, it's that doing b'yad is machal chamorim. V'nir lefisa, shim lovish gemi, if you're wearing some rubber, o shafer shal matafas aletvo, or some metal covering over your finger, aser kedin toif b'kli. The Alpha Gav Div Gemara Amar Mimacha V'yado Uber was the Ruah Hiske Retzvo Lo Matzinu Makor B'Gemara L'Chalek U'Bitzvo Hainu V'yado. That's if you cover your finger, that is the din of a kli. Doesn't sound like you're saying because the quality of the gibel is then enhanced, right? Sounds like you're saying the etzem fact that you're using your finger as such is what makes it not machal chamorim.
If I wash my hand with soap and then there's a lot of gel,
like. I don't think so, but. Okay, not sure. So the Orko Shabbos just points out, elaborating on the Mishabrua is skeptical as to whether the Hatterim here of Benachas are all that rigorous. If we're talking to even be Matir Lisha Daraisa, the way the Beis Yosef presents the Chardal Sugya, it sounds like he's assuming that We're talking about Lisha Daraisa, and that these Shinuyim even work for that. So the Mishabru in general is skeptical about these Shinuyim helping for Daraisa, so he's more skeptical over here. So Rosh Hashanah points out, just as an exception of Bishabru, it's hard to know whether the Aterim here of the Etzba or Benachas should be applied any more broadly than the limited application of the Gemara. So we'll see that Benachas is not generally used by Poskim as a shinoi of significance. So that brings us back to Shinui HaSeder and Shesti V'Arev. So as far as Shinui HaSeder, which is the only Shinui that the Gemara introduces within the Sina, which is going to be necessary and valuable to the extent that we are Choshesh for Shita's Rebbe, that there's a potential Melacha D'Oraisa, even the Nesinas Hamayim. So on that heter of, on the Shini of Shini HaSeder, the Taz writes, Sivkat and Yud Aleph, what happens if you don't know, if there is no normal Seder? So the Gemara tells you, if the Derech is to put an A and then B, then you put a B and then A. What if there is no Derech? What if people use any order they want during the week? There's no clear Derech. So the Taz thinks that then all bets are off. Then there's no heter of Shini HaSeder if there's no Seder to begin with. Shini HaSeder only works if there's a known Seder to start. And the Chazon Ish assumes that the Taz is correct. And Ramosha, at least with Chachila, thinks that you should be choshesh for the Taz in Tshuva Ches to Rabbi Eider.
Yeah. Who was the first person
that
we
put in as agreement with the Taz? The Chazon Ish. Okay. So what's confusing is the relative application of the three Shinuyim we have in the Gemara. Of Al-Yad Al-Yad, Shinui HaSeder, and Shesi V'Arif. So the Ramban writes, Kuf Nun Vav Amud Aleph, Govlin below Musafin Behuda Mishani, Heka Mishani, Shasi V'Arev, Bekan Hiter B'Meruba B'Shinoi, Shelo Yagavel Kol Tzarcha. Aval Yagavel Kol Tzarcha, Asura Filu Al Yad Al Yad. The Rabban writes, that the heter here of Shesi V'Arev works for larger quantities. Meaning, the Gemara first introduced a heter of Al-Yad Al-Yad for smaller quantities. The heter of Shesi V'Arev, the Shin of Shesi V'Arev, is potentially operative even for larger quantities, as long as you're not Megabel Kol Tzarcho, as long as there's still some limitation on the extent of your Gibel. But if you're going to be Megabel Kol Tzarcho, then you can't even do that in small quantities that are going to add up. Sha'afa pishi tira came to shasis, gabe adam lo hitiru bishvarim. So Ramban says the heter that the Gemara introduces in the context of the heter that the Gemara introduces in the context of shasis of Shesi V'Arev Sorry, of Shina Yaseder. The Gemara introduces Shinei Seder by Shasis. The Rabbi here is talking about Shesi V'Arev. Okay, I'm stuck on one point of this Ramban, so we'll leave the Ramban for now, and we'll try to look at it for next time. But so Bottom line, we have the Gemara introduced in our sugya after the shinui of Aliyah Aliyah. The Gemara introduced Seder HaNesina, shinui b'Seder HaNesina, which is a shinui in the Nesina, and then introduced the Shesiv Arvis, the shinui in the Gibol. And as we noted, the Mishnah Berurah points out, La'alach and Sefatim and Beis, that the Shinu of Aliyah Aliyah is not going to help for Rebbe, because according to Rebbe, the only Shinu that's going to help is the Shinu B'Shas Nesina of Shinui HaSeder. So the Taz writes in Sefkatan Yud Beis, that even though generally speaking we're machmir like the Rabbah's recommendation to be choshev for Shitas Rebbe, and therefore what emerges is that whenever we're talking about a Belila Ava, there's the potential of a Malacha Daraisa bin Asina Samayim. So in practice, we should be very reluctant to ever allow a Belila Ava on Shabbos, even Ayidei Shinoi. But the Taz nevertheless writes in Sifkata Yud Beis that in a Shas Adchak situation, there may be grounds for allowing a Blila of a Bishina. If it's something that you can prepare adequately before Shabbos, so maybe you can rely on the Ikar Adin that we assume like Rabbi Yossi B'Rebbe Yehuda. And there's no Issa D'Raisa B'Nesinas Hamayim. Mishnah Berurah quotes this in Sifkatan Samaches. Im shachach lishvach chomet ver Shabbos atok hachrein, sarach shiyasa ve Shabbos bli l'raka, v'no sin hachomet v'achar kach hachrein, shaloki derach shiyasa b'chol. So if you need to mix your chrein on Shabbos, so number one, make sure it's a bli l'raka, and number two, do a shinei haseder. V'yochas b'kli atzmo v'inanei oso, and then also do a shinoi in the ofen hagibol. And then he says, if we're talking about something, we'll get back to this, where there are larger chunks. The Yerakanikra Salatin, if you have lettuce, Ein Ladakdik, because that came in Shein Choskun Asadakdak. It's not a problem of Lisha if the vegetables are not cut very thinly, because you're not creating a real new substance or a single unit through your gibel. Avamash Choskun Snow, Mikishuan Shikarin Ungerkus, cucumber salad. Dak dak, the shofin chometz of shar davar lach l'sochan and ba'arvin asan biyachad tzvichin lizar shalala ari b'kaf b'koach o yinanei b'kli atzma the tovach regam ken shiiten a chometz v'achar kach hamacha. So if you're going to do that, at the very least you have to have a shinu in the ofen agibol and a shinu in haseder sharetiyon peidalib v'yavtu hu'ava u'ba'ava machmer yesh omer b'nei Nisina Samashka. So by Blila Ava, we should have been Machmir not to create a Blila Ava under all circumstances. Kasvataz, Tibitznom, and Eshiev Shalas, and Mir Shabbos, Samachina de Kamaisa, Tisfir Lahu, the lower meaning Nisina Samashka, Zehu Gibulo. So we make all that there's no Issa Daraisa on Nisina Samashka like of Yossi Rabbi Huda. And therefore, even if it's a blila ava, there may be what to be make of that. So that's what the Taz says that the Mishabura at least quotes. Mishabura in Shin Kav Dalas if Katin Yud Aleph says that Vishas et Chak, you can do a blila ava ayuday nachri. But even for a Blila Raka, Mishmur writes in Samachla, the bottom line, you should have two Shinoyim. You should have a Shinoy in the Seder Nesina and a Shinoy in the Ofen Hagibol as well. So the Orach HaShabbos just has to follow the R of the Mishabura. So he quotes over here, this is on page Reish Mem Dalid, that the postman discussed that there's a leisure problem even if you're putting liquid into cucumbers that are cut finely, as we saw in the Mishabura, even if they're not pulverized. Tova Hachmir L'shana Seder Nesina. Quotes the Taz, quotes the Mishabura. Then he says, Hine. We explained earlier that according to the Mishnah Berurah, that the Mishnah Berurah thinks that according to Rav Yishonim, Bidavar She'enu Bar Gibol, there's an Issa Daraisa even according to Rav Yossi Behuda Ben Sina Samashka. That was the Machlokas Mishnah Berurah in the Chazon Ish. Mishnah Berurah thinks according to Rav Yishonim, if you have a Bidavar She'enu Bar Gibol, according to Rav Yossi Behuda, that's worse, and that's going to be an Issa Daraisa Ben Sina Samashka. So if you're talking about cut of vegetables, that's labar gibol. Then it should come out that Nisina Samashka is going to be a malacha d'oraisa according to the Mishnah Berurah. So that's the case. What does it help to do a shinoi b'seder ha-gibol? It's not just that we'll rely on Yossi Yehuda against Rebbe. Even according to Yossi Yehuda, according to the Mishnah Berurah, there should be a malacha d'oraisa b'chi agavna just of Nisina Samai v'davar Shalav Bar Gibel. So how can the Mishnah Berurah endorse the Taz that push comes to shove? If you couldn't make your cucumber salad before Shabbos, you could do it with two shinuyim, because if push comes to shove, you really pass on like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and there's no Malacha Deraisa here. But it's in the Samayim, what do you mean? According to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there is a Malacha Deraisa according to the Mishnah Berurah, Bedavar Shalav Bar Gibel. Sarach Lomar, that even according to the Taz and the Mishnah Berurah, if you're mixing vegetables and liquid, that's worse than a lav bar gibol. Ein kan lisha gemura vegara af midorim she'enem b'nei gibol vein behem lisha derayis l'kla. The law of bar gibol means that the gibol is not going to be so effective in creating a single uniform substance. So whatever is affected by nesina samayim. So that's by kinds of kamach or morson or something like that. But here, making a cucumber salad, so there's even less of an effect of the nesina samayim in a cucumber salad than there is in morson or kamach kali or something of that sort. So then even the Mishnah would agree that even according to Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, there's no iser deraisa b'nesinas ha-mayim. One second, if you want. But then the Yerucha Shabbos points out that nowadays the premise of the Taz is that if you have a salad that you can't prepare before Shabbos and you're stuck, so then you can entertain b'meikel. Because nowadays any salad you can really prepare before Shabbos, they think it's difficult to b'meikel. So he writes, therefore, you can't make kosher salad on Shabbos. So I think he's not talking about our kosher salad. Our kosher salad is, as we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah, if there are thick pieces, that's not subject to lisha. So the kosher that we make, those are thick enough pieces that probably is not subject to lisa. Lisha, so he's talking about some kind of Israeli kosher, which is made with much more finely cut pieces where there could be a lisha concern. I have noticed in Eretz Yisrael, they market salat kruv Amerikai. So I think that's the raya, that there must be I never saw a salat kruv Israeli, but I'm assuming there is such a thing that they don't call it Israeli, but so that must have, the Rosh Hashanah must be talking about that, but not, I think in Eretz Yisrael, if you want to market something, you call it American and then it sells. Yeah?
In the case of coleslaw, but I don't know exactly how it works, but I think there's, like, mayonnaise, there's some gel-like substance that kind of keeps it together. Sure, it's a little liquidy, but it's also a little jelly, no?
Even if it's jelly, that would be a leisha problem. Like, Mishabur didn't have mayonnaise, but mayonnaise may not be fine.
I'm sorry. Stephen and I saw Aruch HaShabbos.
Yeah, so that's. But we'll get to that. But that's not at all a pasha. That's something that consistency is not subject to leisha. But the pieces are big enough that there shouldn't be a leisha problem. Akiva, what do you want to say? Okay. I remember decades ago in Eretz Yisrael, they're marketing, they still have it, RC Cola. So the ad campaign used to be HaKola Shafachet America. Now, I never saw RC Cola in America, but some of that was a pitch. That
it's in Chop Chop.
I'm sorry?
It's in Chop Chop.
Okay.
That's the only place I ever seen it.
But anyway, so that's American kosher. So where does this come up? That the potential need to make a blila ava on Shabbos. So the Posen talk about it in the context of baby food. That if you need to make baby cereal or something of the sort, the blila ava, can you do that ayidei shinuyim? So, all things being equal, it's obviously much better to do it b'blila raka. Problem is that the baby may not eat it if it's b'blila raka. It's hard enough to get the baby to eat it b'blila ava. So, the Kisser's Farm talk about, maybe the Kisser's Farm seem to assume that if you have a baby that needs to have cereal, baby cereal on Shabbos, that there may be what to be makel about to do the blila of the beis shinuyim, meaning a shinuya seder, that the normal fashion is you put in the cereal first, the oatmeal first, or the cereal first, and then you put in the water. So on Shabbos, you put in the water first, and then the cereal, and shesi v'arev, or maybe v'etzba. That's where Shir Shabbos writes, and Orcha Shabbos, and Rabbi Eider, Rabbi Karp, all the pieces for him. Rabbi Willig is not such a fan of that. He thinks that we're talking about a potential Chashash Daraisa, and you have to be Machmir. So, the baby won't eat cereal on Shabbos. Let them eat cake. Well, what can you do? But the kitzes farm, they all seem to, a lot of them say that the makom sarach, you could be makel even on a blila ava, the bays shinuyim. And the Ramaz bottom line in Tezayin, said Tezayin, is that as far as the shinuyim, whenever you need shinuyim, so you should have a shinuy in the Seder, Halisha, given that Rechosh of Shishitas Rabbi, and then you have a shinuy in the Ofen Agibol as well. Moshe writes in Tshuva Dalet Rabbi Eider that what's the yisod of the Shinu Yashesi V'arev is that it doesn't mix well. If you do a Gibel V'Yashesi V'arev, it doesn't mix well. So Moshe thinks that's the best kind of Shinu. And if you were to evaluate the qualities of Shinuyim, so Shesi V'Ariv is the best kind of Shinuy, better than Aliyad Olyad, better than Bayad, Ba'etzba. That's the best kind of a Shinuy. And therefore, Rav Moshe thinks that any time, even though the Gemara is confusing what Shinuy is applied to what instance, but he thinks that Shesi V'Ariv will always work. He thinks in the hierarchy that Al Yad is worse than Shesi V'Arev. He thinks that fundamentally, as he says, Ma'at is worse than Shesi V'Arev, so you should have said that Ma'at only works if the Gemara applies it. You should have only said that it works B'Kamach, Kamach Koli. But it shouldn't work B'Morsan, because the Gemara doesn't quote it in the context of Morsan. Magen Avraham, Mishem Ramban, says it works for Morsan as well. So you have to say that the reason the Gemara invoked Shesi V'Arev Daf when it comes to Morsan is because Ma'at won't help you. Morsan is animal food, And if you have to serve animals, you may need larger quantities. So the Gemara there suggests Shesi V'Arvi is both the Morson as opposed to Ma'at Ma'at because it's more practical. But if push comes to shove, you could rely on Ma'at Ma'at as well. But he thinks that Shesi V'Arvi is the best Shinui possible. And then he says, Shinui Aseder, Shinui Nesinus Kamat Bakar HaFamayim, Mashmi the Garubi Shinui de Ma'at Ma'at. That's even worse than Aliyat Aliyat. Rei Ma'at Ma'at Mutter Bishasisa Ava. Mashmagam Kedarko. So Ma'at the Gemara says works for Shasisa, which is a Blila Ava, and you don't need any other Shinui. The Blila, and it works for Blila Raka as well. So he says, Ein Lahatir, the Shinui of Shinui Nesina, only works where the Gemara invokes it, namely by Kamach Kali, but shouldn't be applied more broadly. Okay. Just a couple more quick points, we'll wrap up for today. Now, Ramosha then says, what the Rama writes in Sifta Zayin, Im no sena ochel techila v'acher kach hachomet so ayayin v'arvo be'etzba'o shari. The havi shinoi k'mo b'shasisa de le'el. V'cheinog in l'hatir al yedei shinoi. I'm sorry, I meant the Rama line earlier. The Rama says, Shechlaim shedachem yerushava samachin osin yayim v'chomet lo yitrof el ma'arev, v'chein shum shedachem yerushava samachin osin pulik v'itav lo yitrof el ma'arev, agav yesh omrim, t'lo yarev b'kath, ela b'yat. Says him in Shavruah Samach Beis, k'ay gam al siftas vav, v'davka k'shinosin amashka v'shabes, that's a mashma erishav, it's mutal ari b'kaf, ma'at ma'at, af l'deya zu. So Rambam says Yesh Omrim, that even where we have another shinoi, but you should only do it b'yat. So what are the parameters of the Rama? So Moshe thinks that when the Rama says the Yeshamim Dolei Arif B'Kafel B'Yad, that doesn't apply if you're doing a Vishesi B'Arif. If you're doing a Vishesi B'Arif, so then you don't need any further Shinoi B'Ofen Hagibol, then you can do the Shinoi Vishesi B'Arif even the Kli. And that wasn't the intention of the Rama. Two other quick marmakamos. There is a tshuva of Shlomo Kluger. Alef Chashlomo Arachayim Simen Kuf Lamed Tes. He assumes that Lisha is limited to certain types of mashkin. He thinks that Lisha only applies to actual Zayin mashkin. But if you're going to knead with some kind of other shuman avaz, duck fat, or any other substance that doesn't fit into the zayin mashkim, then there's no violation of lisha. That's chiddush. No, the poskim don't assume that way. But that's beware of such a marmaka. We don't assume that way. And also, there's a discussion as to whether we say Ein Lisha or Halisha, that's relevant to Matzah Mill, let's say. So the Taz, the Sifkat and Laman Hay, assumes that there's Lisha exposure, there are problems of Lisha even with Matzah Mill. And the Aruch HaShulchan isn't sure why. The Aruch HaShulchan says maybe we should say Ein Lisha Achar Lisha. At least the Tarachi and Lamaisa, the Poskim Machmir, that there is Lisha Achar Lisha, and that at least you would need a Shinoi in order to attempt any Lisha with Matzah Mill and the like. Okay, stop here for today. Next time, we'll just finish up briefly a few other odds and ends of Halach Lamaisa Lisha, and then Rish Hashem start Bishul. We'll be going more or less, I'll say, to Simin Shin Yud Ches. And the beginning of Shin Yud Ches, we can count the Maisa Shabbos, so that's the first item of our Makamos. We'll spend a couple of Shirim on Maisa Shabbos, and then get into the real Bishul Sugyas, which between Bishul and Hafzara, Shiachzara, and Hatmana, should probably take us a good 3 months from this point on.
So
get ready.
When would we do the Bachina, that is?
In the middle.
In the middle.
We'll break,
okay.
Maybe between Shin Yud Ches and Rish Gimel, but we'll try to do a place to break. Okay. Next year, can we have on Monday instead of Sunday? Yep. Okay. I may be able to make it on Sunday afternoon, so we'll do a Monday, Ritz Hashem.